on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, kitties and cool cats.
No, you did not.
This is the retro show.
Hey,
I'm back and I'm pissed off. Oh, my aching balls.
Okay, yeah. Chester's in the house.
What's up? So how are you doing, you scallywag?
Arg, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
International Talk Like a Pirate Day, damn it.
I know, but you always come off like a leprechaun pirate.
Aye, I'm a little leprechaun pirate. Ahoy, avast.
It's hard to imagine. Where's the rum?
Where's my grog? I need a nice big pint of grog. You've been stealing me gold and me grog.
Yeah, you don't work the pirate thing too well, but that's all right. It's, you know.
No.
It is. You know, there are people that live that sort of lifestyle. Did you know that?
There are pirates out there.
I know. Apparently, tonight, we do not have Pistol Pete or the Mafia War Loot Lady.
No.
Mike is in the hopper. We're going to make him speak occasionally. But Chester, Chainsaw Chester of the past, and I.
Still love Meg.
Yes, still love Meg. We still love Meg. So does Mike. We're hijacking the show tonight, so
that's right. It's International Pirate Day,
and
it's Pirate Radio.
Yes, we've pirated the show, so forgive us in advance.
What do you mean, forgive us? This will be the most lively show.
I know, but like you never play Mafia Wars anymore, I'm on the slippery slope.
Hey, I've seen Mafia Wars. I'm looking at Brazil right here. I got 750 Brazilian real.
Yeah, but what about South Africa? Where are you there?
I didn't even know we went into South Africa until like 2 days ago. And then they have some blump and flint and flint and flint and tine. Isn't that like Germany? The district blump and flint and tine?
Yeah, it looks like it, but I have no idea about that kind of thing.
I don't know.
I do know that District 4 opened today. And so those of the people that have passed, I think I don't know, Mike Nestor needs to correct me. Maybe it's bronze you have to get past.
You got
to
get the bronze master.
I don't know.
And then you can get the Kimberley District.
Yes, you can get to the Kimberley District. Yes. Bronze mastery. You were correct.
See, yes.
You're on this.
I still can't pronounce blum blum fum fatang
twatin. Yeah, I don't even think you should try anymore. I think it's Bloomin' Fountain.
That's what I said.
Nuh-uh.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, you're way out there. And then I don't know where the Kimberley district's coming from, so.
Well, Kimberley, South Africa.
Well, I've never been there.
Why not?
I've seen some treacherous stories. Oh, my goodness.
Like?
I'm not going to repeat them. Oh, my gosh.
Are they going to put it in?
There's tales.
From the crypt?
Well, in the crypt.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Kimberley is the capital.
Oh, I see. Have you been there?
Yeah, no.
No. The world
I could back that up if I said yes, so no.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. There's some cool places there. If you ever look it up, look it up. It's beautiful.
So what's new? You're not playing Mafia Wars?
I sometimes jump into Mafia Wars. I try to figure out what the heck is going on. I still think, even today, it's a chore. They still made it a chore. You still got to build. You've got to do all these things. I get hounded as soon as I log in to do these new mission things. Africa is here. Didn't they close down... Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas is locked out.
And yet New York is still sitting there like a wart on the ass of society.
I know. Well, enough people try to wipe out New York. They got to leave it alone.
Oh, my God.
It's true. My gosh, leave New York alone.
Yes. So
but
which ones have they killed?
The game. I mean, how can you even start the game without it? I don't know.
You probably can't. All right. So which ones have they gotten rid of? They gotten rid of Vegas.
Cuba.
Cuba.
Moscow.
Moscow. It's just those three.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that makes sense.
And what's funny is that you have New York, Chicago, London, Vegas.
No,
I'm just saying you had those. Mm-hmm. And then you had Brazil, Cuba. You had countries, South Africa.
Right.
Why?
I don't know. I just hope we don't go to Syria.
It doesn't matter. Whatever happens in Syria stays in Syria.
I hope so. Good God.
You can gas your own people and it's okay.
No,
I mean, Slobodan Milosevic is going, hell, maybe I'll get a reprieve. And we only gave that guy, well, he killed like a million something people, and we put him on house arrest.
I am ready to ice him.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't go political. That could be a whole new show.
It could be.
I was thinking we need to do a show, the four of us, five of us, and then like other guests, but like a really random show, because every time I'm on the show, I tend to have my e-squirrel moments. And, you know, I was thinking about like the ADD hour or something.
We could do that because that's very simple for us.
Exactly.
We're never on target.
Oh, no, but that's no fun.
Nope.
I'm spontaneous.
All right. So tell me this.
Okay.
How can I get extra crew?
Well, you need friends. I mean, that's the
problem. I foiled again.
You're going to have to.
They took my lucky charms.
I don't know. Nestor's going to have to tell you because I was really counting on Jen to be here tonight because there were things that I felt like I needed her to explain to me. And I know I can go check her blog. But we all know I'm not that great of a reader. No, the ADD thing, you see. Yeah, I can read. It's just jumbled.
Jumbled. Is that like Jenga's cousin, jumbled?
Sure. It could work like that. Yeah. So I don't know. I keep up with my chores, you know. That's what I say is I don't really play socially. And I think that's when I was having fun. And so those days, I believe, are gone. But then I'll hear Nestor say he's got this drama going on or that going on. And then I think, wow, it's still going on. I don't know. I'm in a different place myself. So maybe that's it.
All right. So I went into Africa after clicking 15,000 times just to get a job to do.
Mm-hmm. And it's like you're going to die if you progress in it because it costs a lot of points to get through these districts.
Goodness gracious. 252, 452.
Oh, that ain't nothing.
That's nothing.
Until you get down there further. Nestor knows because he's finished it all.
Well, Nestor can finish all of these things in like a day because he's
born. I know because he's.
Hey, I just leveled.
What level are you? What is your level?
14. I think. No, 11. Maybe 117. Maybe something like that. I don't know.
I bet your weapon score just sucks because there's been new loot. And yeah, I think you've probably really, really gone down that.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm that bad?
Well, I think. Anybody that stops playing for a certain amount of time gets lost up in trying to catch back up.
Yeah. All right. Let me see what my stupid thing is. So what's a decent one? And I'll tell you how bad I am.
A decent what?
What's a decent amount of attack and defense?
Oh, like on your weapons?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would think that you would need to be above 500,000 on both.
Yeah, I suck.
I don't know. That's just,
holy corolla.
I don't know. Nestor, what do you think is where you should be?
That's right. Between 515, somewhere around in there for a non-VIP.
Yeah, I would say if you're not a payer, then, you know, you should be above.
What if I'm a player?
You're either a payer or a player. No, sometimes some are both, but not as many payers as used to be.
Okay, so I am a bit low.
Yeah.
Understatement of the year.
Uh-huh. So, I would imagine.
What do you mean you imagine?
Well, because
isn't that obvious?
Well, no, you're doing other things. Mm.
All right, so I want to go to Botswana. Why can't I click on Botswana? I see it. I see Namibia.
You have to progress.
I want to go into the ocean.
Well, there's
sharks. So they've made this totally different. They've got things moving in it now. So they'll never be able to port this over to another platform. That was also one of the biggest fails.
I think they must have given up on that idea. I don't know.
See, that was the dumbest thing. They should have made it so that you could do a cross-platform game. So no matter what device you're on or OS, you should be able to play it.
Absolutely. And they dropped the mobile division, 2 years ago at this point?
Yeah, that hurt because I was using that all the time, actually. And
Went away to pack, I didn't even open my laptop. I just played off of the phone occasionally.
That's sad.
I think I was the only one of you people that didn't get on my laptop. So I take pride in that.
We've got pictures to prove that, too.
Yes.
That was fun times back then.
It was fun. That was good. I wish that we could have done it more than once because that was really cool. And I actually believe that we worked hard that weekend to do the best we could for this game.
I know. Even though they failed.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
They took my family module and failed it.
I know, because that's really the fail of the game.
Is it now the fail?
That's not the F word I would have used.
It is where everything seemingly to me changed, and it made all these other priorities something that we didn't need. The general idea that we put forth to them was awesome, and they did their own thing with it. So that's what happened, apparently.
Hmm.
I don't know, either that or Nestor did something wrong. I'm used to just blaming him. He handles it well.
All right, so we've got share the wealth. You earned a crew driver achievement. What is that stuff? Just more achievements, Michael?
Yeah. Nestor. Yes.
All right, so it's nothing I should be concerned about then. Yeah, because I mean, think about it. You've got new people that are playing the game.
Uh-huh.
You got old farts like me who are just jumping back in just to see what it's like. And now I've got this steal the cargo of diamonds, and it looks like I'm stealing a bunch of brains.
Brains.
Hey, finally saw World War Z yesterday.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I think it's really one of the best zombie movies. A lot of people complain.
I watched it 2 days ago, and I liked it a lot.
It was well done. Decent acting in it. It's not a funny thing. You're not going there to see Shaun of the Dead. You're not going there to see if you can actually kill Bill Murray. Okay. It's not.
I love that.
It's not that type of a movie. This is the world's ending, and this guy wants to eat my brains. Literally, that's what it's like. And it just keeps going. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to spoil it.
I have not seen it.
It's good. And you know some of the things are predictable. You know what's going to happen in a couple of things. But then there are things that happen that you're like, didn't see that coming.
Really?
And have you seen it, Jana?
No.
You're shitting me.
No, I haven't. I don't get to.
Sorry for all the curse words, everybody. You're going to be drunk by the end of this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think people play the drinking game anymore.
What?
That's a total fail. Yeah.
You've got to do that.
We need a little more fun here.
You've got to drink more.
Which is why I ask you to join me tonight for this special evening.
Yes. When everybody's off gallivanting around the U.S., Petrie.
And yes.
The loot lady's out looting.
Yes. Yes. She's
and Nestor ran out of gas driving in circles.
Yeah, exactly. Out his, he's a, you know, biker.
Yeah. I was thinking of the NASCAR in him.
I think there's a little bit of both, you know. You know how they are, you know.
I don't know how they is. How is you?
He's quiet. Sometimes he talks a lot more when you and me aren't here.
I bet he does.
Yeah, you know. We keep him in the hopper, and you had the key for the longest time, but we picked the lock and got him out.
Yeah, I forgot to leave that there. Sorry about that, Michael. But yeah, hey, surviving.
That's okay. We've done some remodeling since then.
You can always tell when he gets back on the mic because he starts to echo.
That's what we love about it. That's how you know he's there.
That's how we know he's there.
He's just afraid to say what he's really thinking. And so he has a better filter than we do.
And of course, Mike would remember this. We forgot Bangkok.
Oh, and you know what? I got some Thai bat today when I opened bought. I got some of that today in a mystery bag. I was pretty excited.
Wow.
Because, you know, I'm going shopping. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also new mystery bags, the Accomplice mystery bags this week, which I didn't notice till today. But, you know, I still, for the most part, check it out every day when I can, if I'm not traveling.
Yep.
My power's not out.
You know. You live out in the sticks.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
God.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, since I've done a show last, I actually got to visit with Chester and his wife, Chester.
That's right. Mr. and Mrs. Chester were here.
Mrs. Chester.
That's right.
It was fun. So it was really cool.
It was fun. I wish I was able to bring my midgets to meet your midget.
Yeah.
So, but it was, yeah, was a good time. We went and saw, who was it, Menudo?
Menudo. Yeah.
We went to see some man boy bands.
Yeah.
Boy man bands. What are they called?
Boy man bands. All I know is as long as a couple of them are older than me, then they can still be boy bands, I guess. Yeah. I'm
that
cool
was,
with it.
It was funny.
Well, the thing is that it was a definite people watching scene. And I think we probably had more fun watching the audience than the show. I definitely remember more about the audience than the show, but it took me about a week to get my hearing back because those girls scream loud.
Oh,
and they cry. It's really bizarre and scary.
That's something I've never understood.
I've seen it on TV, but wow.
Girls can get so caught up in something that they believe it to be true. Like you really think that he's looking at you because he wants to be with you. He wants to marry you. No.
And their wives are all like on the side of the stage, you know, with their babies and whatnot. It's just funny.
Yeah. Not just wives. They're like she-males.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can go there.
You can.
But yeah, it is crazy. The girls were loud.
It was painful. And, you know, my boy handled it pretty well, even, you know, he's got all sensory issues. But he did his headphones the whole night, and he was having so much fun talking to Chris about Minecraft. Constantly wanting to call Pete's kids about, and just both of your kids play and both of you play. So he's always, anytime we do a show, like, did y'all talk about Minecraft? I'm like, they want to talk about Mafia Wars. I'm sorry. No, it's not the Minecraft show.
So we could do a Minecraft show.
Oh my God.
So
the boys would just do it for us.
Mafia Wars dies, we can do Minecraft. But I tell you what, there are like thousands of Minecraft shows out there. So that would be bad.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's insane because he got into it anyway, but, you know, when I tell him about you guys and your kids, he's just always wanting to learn more and more. He's a learner.
That's cool because I enjoy it. I like the game. It's very simple. It actually works and doesn't crash. It doesn't steal your sheet.
I'm going to need a new computer soon. Mine's about to die. So any suggestions out there? I'm contemplating Mac.
Alienware.
Really?
Alienware.
Pete would tell me to go with Mac.
Mac's a decent machine. However, not everything works on a Mac.
But
that's the only bad thing.
I don't know much about it.
Yes, don't let them blow smoke up your skirt, lass.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on that. They're hitting it. Don't you worry about it. Mac thinks that they're all tight and everything else, but they've been cracking it, and they're going to continue to crack it.
We crack a lacking.
Yeah, they're going to – you wait. There'll be a virus that's going to wipe out the Mac because when it gets in there, there's nothing to stop it.
Wow. That's pretty deep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Mike's bunghole.
So you know what I was thinking about besides Mike's issues? Your friend American McGee, does he have anything new going on? Is there anything cool?
He does actually. He has a new Kickstarter going on right now. Yep.
Yeah.
He's got a Kickstarter event. He's got a couple of new games that they're working on to build up. And
I enjoyed us having him on. I thought that was fun.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. So he's got O-Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get $950,000 on Kickstarter.
I got that in my pocket. No.
But it's supposed to be cool because it's called O-Zombie. but it's Oz Ombi.
Oh, so he's taking the Alice theme.
Yep. Dorothy's great-great-granddaughter joins forces with the Tin Woodsman.
Alice goes zombified.
To battle Scarecrow's mindless army for control of Oz.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yep, they're going to use the Unity 3D model. And it is beautiful. You know,
well, you'll have to see if he'll come talk to us again sometime about some of the newer stuff he's doing.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought it was kind of fun to, I don't know. I know a lot of the people that listen to the show want to hear about Mafia Wars, and I wish I could tell you more about it other than what's in front of me. Jen and Peter, my, and Mike, I don't know what I would, I'm just here for distractions. But I was intrigued by him. I thought he was pretty cool. So
he is. And you know what's cool is that my oldest son's birthday was a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to be a video game artist, or he wants to be a video game artist when he grows up. So he wrote a report in school on that. And I reached out to American and asked him, hey, do you have anything? Do you have any artwork that they can sign, like a poster or something? So he gets these two on canvas printed out, and then all the artists signed it.
Oh, and wow. So
I've got those framed up for my son.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. All right. Mafia Wars. What else is in Mafia Wars?
Well, the new fight loot. Mike, what are we missing? There's a new collections.
But I heard that the corrections.
The corrections.
Well, Trader Nogal is a pirate. Corrections. They cannot say R.
No, it's so L. What the heck? Yeah, let's not go there.
That's bad. Okay, sorry. For our Asian contingent, I apologize. So I heard that collection stuff really doesn't matter.
Well, that's what Nestor was saying, that the whole thing was a waste of time. So
yeah, the accomplice, the only thing it's good for is if you need extra experience to help you level. That's about it.
You do. You're an e-ho.
I'm not an e-ho.
You're an everything ho because you're so balanced.
You're just a ho.
Yes.
Yeah, you're just a ho.
Get it right, Jana. I'm just a ho.
I know. He's a ho.
All right.
That's
so.
But no, when you vault the collection, if you're lucky enough to get the bags from your mafia, it just gives you a temporary boost.
Is there a maximum that you can get a day on these bags?
Of the new special bags?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea because I haven't even gotten one.
Oh, really? Gosh. Wow. I thought you had more friends than me.
I do, but this event sucks and people just don't want to send them.
Oh.
The event sucks?
Yes.
Finally, I feel special.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that anything sucked in Mafia Wars, except for
Well, you know, I don't do the Raven. There's certain things that I just skip around, and it makes my game better when I don't worry about this and that. And that's the same probably for me as far as not being in a family that communicates, is that nobody bitches about anything. And, you know.
You're in a family?
Well, I mean, mostly all people that you grew up being in a family with too, that just we don't know what to do with ourselves, I guess.
You left Miglets?
I left Mig forever ago.
Why would you lose?
Oh, please. Oh, my God.
She went over to her best friend's family.
Best friends? I hardly know anybody there except for all ex-Migs.
Oh, I know where you went then.
Mm-hmm.
It's where old Migs go to die.
Exactly. I've resounded the fact that that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. All right. So you still got regular fighting. You still got to buy everything for $1 million in New York. How much money do you have in New York?
I you know what? I've never got the What's After a Trillion achievement.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, you got all that because of your little Grinch.
I did not have a Grinch.
Oh.
I don't have a Grinch. You know what kind of Grinch I got? You go back to find out.
What,
when I gift them all to you.
Oh, no. Don't even think about it.
It's my lovely parade balloons.
That's what I was fearing. Parade balloons.
I got more of that than I do money.
I know. That's insane. And it never got fixed.
It never got fixed. But they did listen to me and make it giftable. So again,
yeah, at least they did that.
Yeah, that's,
you know, I got to say, here and there, they have listened to this and that, but some of what has been suggested maybe have been twisted a little bit more than we would have liked. I don't know. Mike got his tattoo.
Which one?
You know, the name one on the game. You know, your Murder Incorporated one.
The misspelled one?
No, the fixed one.
Oh, the fixed one? Did you ever cover up NAMBLA, or are you still have still that a, proud?
He's still an active member.
That next to is Brony.
Hey, you know what? We have some Brony fans out there.
Oh, my God, no.
I'm going to say straight up right now, word Ian. I know you're my Brony boy.
If you are a Brony fan and a Mafia War player as well, you need to message Michael.
What the hell is a Brony fan?
Oh, my God, dude. You have to go right now. Everybody that's listening, open up a new browser window.
Everybody
type in Brony. B-R-O-N-I-E.
Or put in my little Brony. Oh, dear.
It is. And you know what's sad is that they just had a Brony con.
I don't doubt it, because, you know, the guys that really do like Brony, the real Bronies are serious about it.
Now, you know, that is sad that you're talking about this.
Well, yeah. You're a member, right?
I didn't even know what it was, but I just closed the browser out.
Say what you will, but you know that's where I learned about it.
So, just for the masses, those of you who are driving, and I don't want you to wreck yourself trying to type it in. A Brony are adult male fans of My Little Pony. It is the most messed up, and I'm sorry for all of you Brony fans out there, but to me, there's something wrong with you. I mean,
what did they say? Friendship is magic or something like that.
Yeah, friendship is magical or something. No.
My little nieces like it, so.
Yes, little nieces, little tiny boys, but not grown up manly. I love My Little Pony.
No. I have seen some men that were like quite built and obviously work out with a pink Brony shirt on at the same time. So I'm just saying, they're out there. And no. You know what? That's okay with me. I'm cool with it. You know, I think men need to show a little
what
more.
What is that
love.
Song? What is that song? You feel misunderstood? No, we understand you perfectly fine. Trust me. No.
I can't see you in one, but.
If I lost a dare, I'd do it.
Just, yeah, you know, we'll have to think about that.
Because I have no shame. None.
You really don't.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I'll go to a man boy band. I'll do anything.
You did often run for beer and wine for people. You did
every chance I could.
You did seem to take every chance possible.
Oh, is that empty? No, I don't need any more. Let me go get you another one. No, yeah, I was gone.
Yeah. It was a good time, though, and I really loved getting to meet Catherine. She's beautiful, and you're lucky, and I don't know how
I'm lucky. How was the lucky one?
Huh? You are. You're a lucky man, so.
Isn't she lucky?
She's very lucky. You both
there
are.
There you go. Okay.
Your family, and so.
I was quite a catch.
Yeah.
I think.
At least you got to tell yourself that.
That's right. I got to make myself feel good. Exactly. Doggone it. People just like me.
Does she know about you fondling me?
Yes, she does. Because she asked me about it, actually.
Oh, my God.
I said Michael, too, just so you know.
Oh, that was nice.
Did you hear that?
And what's funny is that one of our PAC members was watching me as I was coming up, and I looked at her, and I gave her the shut the flock up, and I had to get me some of that ass.
What? Just go.
Well, at PAC.
That was a waste of some good beer.
Mike was there drinking a beer, talking to a group. In front of him, didn't see me sneaking around, and I came up behind him and just smacked him as hard as I could on his wallet.
Did he like it?
He spit his beer and scared the shit out of him.
Was this before you met?
No, we had met, but it was just brilliant to see Super Mullet spew his beer everywhere. It was great. Was that Misty that saw that?
Probably.
I think it was. Because she was watching me like, what are you doing? And I was like, it was great. So, all right. So we're back to Mafia Wars again.
Yes. No, Misty was fun. She was good times.
Everything was fun and good times.
I thought it was fun. I had a great time. It's the only time I've ever been away from my children, and it's the only time I've ever been away on my own, which is why I could not sleep the entire time, because I did not know what to do with myself in a room by myself. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it gets too damn quiet is what it does.
Yeah. I caught myself on the beach quite early in the morning, so.
They had a beach?
Yeah, there was a beautiful little beach to walk along. You missed out.
Yes, I missed out.
You totally missed out. So anyway, fun. Well, I don't know about anything else in the game. I don't do the Raven, so I don't ever talk about him.
I don't Raven. I don't do half the stuff. I can't fight half the time because it takes too long to cycle it.
So what do you do?
That again.
Nothing.
I just did a couple of jobs in the blah, 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 hum, blah, hum, blah, hum.
Do you ever run Spartacus Assassinator that we used to refuse to run?
I still won't run them.
You still won't?
No. I'm not a scripter. That wasn't what the game was all about. I know that's the biggest deal still is that stamina is so out of whack now.
I'm not out of whack with it. I bought it when it was paying two for one when I was building stamina, which irritates me because I should have got it back.
Well, what is it now?
One for one. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning of this game, when you were buying stamina, it was a two for one. Like, you know, on your profile points.
Yeah.
Not buying. I've never been a big buyer. I've done this and that for when it's been a good charity and a good reason.
Yep.
You know, definitely probably the best things I can think of we've done here is Maddie and Japan. I mean, soldiers and.
Yep.
We've done a lot of good things, but those things aren't happening anymore. And those are the kinds of things that drive me. So I have to have like some purpose.
Purpose?
I need some purpose. So I need to do a show about nothing. So there's no purpose.
Like this show today?
Yeah, exactly. Pete's going to go, oh, dear God, what did I?
We have to re-record. Re-record.
They're going
to
have me back on in the morning.
That's right. Hey, we got to do this. Where do you want to start? Hello? But no, I mean, it's, you know what? It's not that bad.
No.
You know what I had fun doing were all those mock wars.
I did too. I really missed that. And you know, it's weird because occasionally I'll see someone like that page and I'm like, how does that just come out of nowhere? Someone just liked the St. Patrick's Day mock war page. And I'm like, really? It's been so long.
Yeah, there's 1,384 people like that page.
Well, and you know what? I do believe that there are a certain amount of people that would really get into it if we put the time and the effort into it. But really, once we lost the war machine, it got harder to do. The war machine.
How did you lose the war machine?
We didn't lose the war machine, but I mean, Mike and me were working our butts off trying to make some of those mocks happen. It was a lot of work.
I know. And you know what? I appreciated the hell out of it.
Well, you know, if there was more people interested in doing it, it's worth doing it again. And so people speak up if that's the case with people, you know, write to us, write to one of us, whoever you're a friend of, write to the show.
We did. So which ones did we do? We did the St. Patrick's Day mock war.
We did a Valentine's one.
Love hurts.
Uh-huh. And then we did the you against me one, boys against girls kind of thing.
What was that one called? Yeah, we did the Mafia Wars love hurts mock war. 1,656 people liked that one.
Yours was, and ours was some sort of a battle of the sexes.
Yes.
That was fun too, because oh my gosh, we carried the longest Skype call forever. It was actually a ton of fun. I had a lot of fun doing that. So
the last one was the Happy 100 mock war, the tip Happy 100.
Oh my God, it was, wasn't it?
And what are we at now?
I don't even I can't even find the battle of the sexes.
Yeah, we have quite a few pages. We're on episode 254 tonight.
254. I thought we weren't going to get past, what, 7?
I think we were, 12. Maybe.
12.
It was 12 or 13.
Yeah, something like that. We weren't supposed to get further than that. You know, you got to do what you got to do. Here we are.
I know. It was tough. I still can't believe that we did that. That we're still going on.
Well, and I just hope people really want us to still be going on, because otherwise, you know, I have fun just getting together and talking to you guys and chatting and this and that. But, you know, it's good to know if people really want to hear that and want to hear something else. You know, what do you want to hear?
Yeah, the Tip Happy 100 Mock War.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. Good times.
So what else was there? Because I don't see the Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes is facebook.com/battlesex.
Yeah, because you made
that's
it.
That's right. Name. I made it Battle Sex.
You wouldn't let it go away.
That was a great name. Battle
yeah.
Sex.
Yeah. No, we had fun with that. It was good.
It doesn't come up, dude.
He's going to have to give us the link because we're slow. Oh, he did give us the link. We're so
I don't see. So, I don't see it.
So slow. Yeah.
Oh, capital actually, letters.
When I
it doesn't come up. I am
us,
not in it anymore.
Up. Yeah.
Nothing I am not. Up. Somebody needs to put us back in, Mike. I think that you're an admin and you kicked everybody out.
You know what? I think it's somebody else that's admin that kicked us all out.
No.
You had one admin.
Who?
Well, I don't want to bring her up.
Her?
Mm-hmm.
Fifi?
Mike knows what I'm talking about.
Huh. Come on. Somebody has to spill it.
We'll talk off the air.
Don't talk off the air.
We have to. Oh, yeah. We're informants.
That's right.
Well, let me tell you.
All right. So, takeaways for today's show.
The takeaway. What did you get from this? A night off.
Besides a night off, everybody.
Well, we get to really annoy Pete and Jen because of our lack of information. And probably Mike, but he's not going to tell us that.
Hey, didn't we have a Battle of the Sexes 2? We had a Battle of the Sexes 2.
Yeah, we did. Because I had to prove my point.
Yeah, you won.
Yeah, I did. I did.
That sucked.
True. Mm-hmm. It happens, you know. Get used to it. It's world.
Okay. All right. So, takeaways. What do we got, kids?
Well, takeaways.
We got South Africa. You got the new piece in there.
You got the accomplice. You got the new district. You got a lot of people mad at me about operations, but I lost power, and I'm sorry, people. I really am.
You got me not being able to have a lot of loot.
Yeah, Chester's way down.
I'm lootless.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're a fail.
It is a fail. I mean, crap, I'm still level 1,000 something, I think.
You could probably pay your way in.
I bet I could. Mike.
Mike's probably got a mini. He's probably got all
his minis would probably destroy my character now, which is very, very sad.
Yeah, it is.
Because at one time, I was number 4 in Meg. Mm-hmm. I was way back when. See, because for all of you who don't know who I am, I actually started back in 2008 playing this game. Mm-hmm. Old timer.
Gotta be a little shame in that, right?
Back when it was fun, damn it. When everybody used Skype, we used to get on and just have a blast, destroy people's properties where you could close them all out. See, those were good times.
Back before it was a job.
Yeah, we really just have a lot of fun, and it was a good outlet. It's not the same for me anymore. I mean, like I say, for me, it's habitual. You know, I guess it keeps me from smoking. I don't know.
I have to share my
computer with my son, and so it's mostly a Minecraft machine now.
Yeah. All right, so shout-outs.
Shout-outs to Pete and Jen. Apologies in advance and all of our listeners.
I mean, listen, they love this stuff.
Well,
they love it when we come in and hijack
people things. Listen for decent information, and we're giving them the best we can.
We are.
We're doing the best we can, okay?
You need a loot lady.
I know. You need a
pistol, Pete.
We do.
He might need to get his ass back in the hopper.
Yeah, don't let Chester keep that key.
Oh, I've learned how to escape.
God knows we won't get it back, so. Mm-hmm. We'll get the key. Yep.
So my shout-out, I guess, was going to be to the Miglets. Of course. And then to all of you. I miss my podcast family.
Well, we miss having you here. It's supposed to be all of us.
I know.
That's the original deal. So you're going to have to pop in here and there until I'm ready to go. So.
Okay. You ain't going anywhere. Shit, you've been saying you were going for a year and a half. You ain't going nowhere. I just got paid.
I don't have much more to talk about. I have randomness. That's why I'm asking for suggestions here.
Yep. All right.
All right. Well, Mike, you got a shout out?
Nope.
Man of many words. I love it.
Pete's going to give one to the Spocktonians and Jen for everybody that helps out on the Mafwara Day page. So thanks. That's a wrap.
Have a good week. Later.
Ciao.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brave new world.